Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Well, I'm pleased to announce that the band are in the studio. Welcome, son Arcania.
Hello. Hi.
Did I say it right this time?
Arcana, yeah.
I think so.
Arcana.
Nearly.
I've been practicing that. I've been practicing it all morning. Tom, firstly, you're not a stranger to the show because you've been on before. It was back a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
I have indeed, yeah, it was a few years ago with a different band. Well, yeah, sort of the same band, but different members.
Yeah, yeah.
But a few years ago. I think before Brentwood Festival.
Just before the Brentwood Festival. Just I think before. Some of the bands that were playing came in on different shows, and you was on my show at the time.
That's it, yeah.
And I DJ'd over that time, so I was on stage. I think I interviewed you actually outside one of the, when you come off stage.
Yeah, that's it. I had to go early, though.
My memory is coming back to me. See, I'm not that old.
That's it. Yeah, that was good.
Right, let's get to the introducing. Introduce yourselves, I think. You first.
My name's Jules. I'm the bassist for Son Arcana.
That's it. And obviously, I'm Tom, frontman, Son Arcana.
Okay. Well, let's get to the name because it's a nice name. Where did it come from? How did you get to the name?
Well, basically, Son Arcana is a tarot card, and that basically means optimism and like looking forward stuff. And I felt it was quite relevant to what we were doing because obviously you've got to be optimistic when you're doing music. Arcana actually means mysteries. As well, but most people seem to say Arcana, you know.
Yeah, I started saying Arcana because it's written that way, isn't it?
Yeah, it sort of looks like Arcana in a way. You know, I might just end up saying Arcana. It's easier, you know. Yeah, it's just easier, but. But that's the meaning behind the name.
I suppose the main thing is there's no other bands with that type of name, so you can't get mistaken for anyone
exactly,
else, can you?
Exactly, yeah, that's it, yeah. Spot on.
Normally there's more of you. How many of you are actually in the band? Is it two or you've got
four?
Because you've got, according to your Facebook, you've got drums as well and you've got another guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you all meet? Are you all mates? How did you get to form this band? Because it's only been about a year you've been together, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah, this lineup, isn't it? It's been about a year.
It's about a year, isn't it? Because I met Tom at university in London last year and spent a year living with him. I go to university currently with the guitarist, Harry. And I met Ryan, the drummer, through Tom. Yeah. That was when I came to the band.
Yeah, that was it, really. I mean, it started off, obviously, me on my own for a little while. And then, obviously, you need musicians, really, at the end of the day. So.
Yeah, you don't want to be a solo artist.
So, basically, I found Harry through uni. And then Ryan, I think, messaged me on Facebook. So I was like, yeah. And we found Jules. I found that he played bass. And I was like, let's do it.
And the story starts there.
That's it. It starts there. I mean, it's a very early stage of the story at the end of the night. But we haven't actually even done a gig as this lineup yet. So, moving forward, obviously.
You've been doing quite a few videos. So I've been checking those out. We'll talk about those in a minute. But yeah. I think the first thing to do is we'll play a track and listen to a track and we'll go from there. We'll talk a little bit more about the music and what you're doing for the rest of the year. Well, what are we going to start off with?
We've got a cover, first of all.
Yeah,
Coldplay. We're actually doing this on Tuesday for a reload session as well. It's a Coldplay cover called Adventure of a Lifetime.
So, okay, take it away.
One, two, three. Turn your magic on, to me she'd say, everything you want's a dream away. We are legends every day. That's what she told me.
Turn your magic on, to me she'd say, everything you want's a dream away. We are legends every day. That's what she told me.
And I feel my heart beating. Feel my heart beneath my skin. I feel my heart beating. You make me feel like I'm alive again. Oh, 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 oh. can go on, not in this way. I'm a dream that died by light of day. Hold up half the sky and say, only I own me.
And I feel my heart beating, and I feel my heart underneath my skin, and I feel my heart beating, 'cause you make me feel
like I'm alive again.
Favorite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith
on Phoenix 98 FM.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank Cheers. You
Love that track. It was a great cover as well.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
Now, when you got the whole band, does the tracks change much to what you're doing them now? When acoustic,
yeah,
well, semi-acoustic,
yeah.
Or electric guitar?
Yeah. When we tend to do things acoustically, we try and make it more mellow, yeah. You know, and change them to the original track, don't we?
Yeah, it's completely different. Yeah. The next song we're going to do is an original, and compared to what's been released, it's totally different.
Yeah, totally different.
What would you call your type of music? What's your musical genre, I suppose?
Well, I'd say, if you're going to be simple about it, alternative rock, I guess.
Yeah,
I'd say so.
Cross between indie and alternative rock?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, we go slow as well, really, so, yeah.
We do go quite much heavy at times as well, so...
So your taste in music, what do you listen to as a band? If you're in your car, you're on your way down, you've got a CD, what would you chuck on?
Bring Me Horizon.
Yeah, a lot news. Of big bands and a lot of small bands as well. So stuff like Bring Me Horizon, Nothing But Thieves,
yeah.
And then the likes of Muse and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, pretty much. That's it, and like, obviously Coldplay as well.
Yeah, Coldplay.
Love a bit of Coldplay.
They have got some good tracks coming back at the moment, haven't they?
Yeah.
Their last one was fantastic. Slight change in style for them, a little bit more commercial, I think.
Yeah, exactly. They've gone like even more upbeat, you know. But I suppose they've been going for such a long time at the end of the day, they're going to change.
Yeah, I thought it's instant effect on the charts. Again, the new generation, people started buying the song.
Exactly.
You had to be a Coldplay fan, didn't you, sometimes, to like their music.
Yeah, exactly, so yeah. Now. But you know what we have liked recently, which is a bit of a strange one, is Justin Bieber's new album. I know, I feel ashamed to say it.
I'm the same. You can knock him, but he's done really well in the charts. He's been making
incredible.
And breaking records.
His new album is a banger.
It is a great album.
I thought we might get judged for this a little bit, but it is good.
Well, it'd be safe to say I think he's grown up anyway. That's what we're looking at, a new Justin Bieber.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Talking about being young, you're both young. What made you want to get into music at such a young age, being how hard it is to try and make it?
I can't remember.
I started off just playing piano.
I started off singing, and then I picked up a guitar when I was, about 13.
Mm.
Did it in school. I always liked it.
Self-taught?
Yeah, pretty much. I've had singing lessons, but yeah, pretty much everything else is self-taught.
Now, we were talking earlier on about the Brentwood Festival. You're hoping to play there this year?
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, lineup hasn't been confirmed yet.
No, they're releasing it bit by bit, aren't they?
Yeah, they do that, yeah.
So Bob Geldof will be there.
Bob Geldof?
He's on the Sunday night. I think that's one of them. Tony Hadley. From Spandau Ballet. Of course, he was in the jungle, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Get me out of here. He's running high profile at the moment, so that'd be good. Yeah, that's just going to get the crowds rocking. But I notice each year they slightly change the stages. The stages have been moving. The second stage and the third, they had a third stage at one point, but I think this year it's going to be changed again. So.
Yeah, because last year we did the main stage, and that was it's an incredible stage, really. I mean, from what it's come from, that it's just come from like a hall somewhere. and then built up to this big this massive local festival, which
is incredible. Absolutely. And the sound they had last year was a lot better, in the fact that they changed the speaker. They had array speakers rather than the standoff speakers they normally have. When they had UB40, it was struggling for sound with so much bass.
Really?
And then this year, last year when they had Human League, they changed their speakers to an array system, which was really pumping out sound. So I'm looking forward to this year to get the same sound system, slightly bigger stage as well.
Fantastic.
Now, you've been doing videos as well. Tell us about those. They're fun to make. You've got quite a few floating around at the moment on YouTube.
We've got three on Vivo now, which is cool. We just added a couple of live sessions to Vivo as well, actually, which we recorded a little while ago. But yeah, the videos are fun. I think we try and pay a lot of attention to them, because for a band like us that's trying to get our music out there, it's a good platform to, you know, push it out to people, because people like visual stuff as well. So we try and make it interesting, different, you know, maybe that, I guess, not shocking people, but grabbing their attention, which, you know, is a difficult thing to do at the end of the day. But we put a lot of time in it.
Making it look as professional as possible makes the music sound better as well.
Exactly.
Are you the kind of experienced one? Because you played Brownstock, didn't Brownstock?
Ages ago. I think with our band, we were too young. We were like 14, I think. And we were on third or something in the day. And we were way too young. I was so nervous, you know, but
that's fun though, isn't it?
Yeah, it was fun, but I mean, you know, I'm better for it now at the end of the day, like all the things we've done before. So
when I done my first gig, I remember shaking like a leaf.
That's it.
And you know, you get that for a few minutes, you're thinking, what am I doing this? Why did I do this? What am I doing this? And you're about to go on stage. Why am I doing this? When you get off, you get the buzz, if you smashed it, you're going, really great.
Yeah.
And then you go and do it again. But and as you get older, that's the same. I still, before I go on stage, I think, what am I doing this? What am I doing this? And the day I don't do that will be the day I probably give it up and go, no. Because you've got to have those nerves. They're great.
Yeah, exactly. It's fresh. What drives you, isn't it, at the end of the day?
At the end as well.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to do another track. Tell us about the second track you're going to do.
Well, this track is our latest single. It's called Alone, and we've got to change guitar actually for this. But it's definitely one of our slowest ones. We've got a video out for that recently. Jules hadn't actually joined the band.
Yeah, I know.
When we're in the video, which isn't very good. But he's in the band now. So
yeah, I'm in it. Yeah. I was just like a couple of weeks late. But the video looks great.
Yeah.
You change guitar, I will do the couple of links, and we'll be right back.
Wicked.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. That was a rather fast guitar swap.
As good as we can.
Right. Introduce this next track. It was again
Alone.
Alone.
Take it away.
1, 2, 3, 4 I can face defeat, and the image of you seems alone. The desire's so great, and I can't begin to look away. Why are your eyes so wide when you've fallen into all your dreams? Just give me the look. No, it's the thing that you're looking for.
In this messed up world, we should all know how to live. When you work so fast and you don't know how to stop, all I have is hope once you fall into my world. I can't wait no more, cause I don't wanna be alone. Don't wanna be alone. Please don't let me be alone. I never wanna be alone.
darling, won't have to reassure. Just tell me you're okay. No one seems to notice. Give me a sign that you'll be moved. You are so not chilling.
Tell me you're okay.
Can't give up what I want.
No one seems to notice.
Darling, you
Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Well done. Fantastic track.
Thank you.
I like the kind of Hawaiian guitar bit as well. It's goes well with the song, doesn't it?
Yeah, cheers.
Different style. Now, so you're talking about gigging. You're still finding your feet on the gigs. Yep. Where can people find you next? Have you got anything coming up?
Not in particular, nothing coming up gig-wise in particular, but mostly social media. I think that what we're doing really at the moment is building up social media and then sort of going out there.
Because you have got a website, a new website, haven't you?
We have, yeah, it's just sunarcana.com.
Easy to find, yeah.
Easy peasy, yeah.
You're also, I noticed, on Twitter and Facebook.
Facebook, Instagram
as well, yeah.
Instagram.
SoundCloud. I'll take it if you go to the actual site, can you just link on from the website?
You can, yeah. It's not in the top right corner.
It's the easiest way. So let's get on to the songwriting at the moment. Who's doing the songwriting? How's it work? Do you write the melody first? Do you do the lyrics?
All of us, really.
Are you all getting involved in it?
All of us. Well, basically, usually the idea stems from either me or Harry, which is our guitarist. That's been the case so far anyway. And then we all bring it together. Basically, don't we? And just
we all get together, like try and do like two or three times a week, rehearsing like previous stuff, and then come up with new ideas, all add on our own parts, our own influences, and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like gelling ideas, it really works well, actually.
It seems to.
So, what's your goal for this year? What's the idea? Obviously, I noticed on your Facebook, this is going to be your year. You're working on this as your year. What's your goals for this year?
Well, at the moment, we're working on our live set. So we're going to build that up, try and get like an album's worth of songs.
Yeah.
And then we've got a lot planned for summer. We want to obviously just want to get out and then do live gigs and stuff like that. So at the moment we're just building up for that, really. Making sure we're tight, all that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Get a good live. But yeah, I think we've got another song coming out in April, 1st of April, yeah. Nocturnal, which is, we did a live session for it. Which
I'll see that on Facebook.
Well.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll see that as well.
There's a bit of YouTube clips of that, isn't there?
That's it. So yeah, basically things like that, really, and just sort of doing what we're doing, working hard. You know, every day we sort of live this, really. So yeah, it's working hard.
Because you've worked with other people before. I know you've worked with some different producers, etc. Before. We won't go through all the names, but is there any plans to do that? Are you going to think of linking up with anyone? Production-wise?
I don't know, really, to be honest, because our drummer, especially, he did music tech at university. And he's particularly good at producing and stuff.
Yeah,
we usually send off our stuff to get mastered by the guy who's done like U2 and Linkin Park, things like that. So we get it mastered by him. He did a really good job, actually. He's mastered our next single.
That's good.
He did Alone as well. Mm. But so we mostly try and produce it ourselves, you know, which is we have a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah,
we all gel well together. So
because me and Harry, our course at university, like it involves a lot of. Like the recording and the production side of it, so it's useful having that where we're learning each day here for Sun Arcana when we're learning at uni as well. So we try and like blend the two, like take what we learn at uni, use it for us ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
you've got on your lineup. You've got you've got drums, guitar, bass, guitar. Mm-hmm. You also play piano. Are you doing that live as well?
Yes, I think I will be. We're mostly for Loan.
Yeah, you did it on the live piano. Video, which was
great. Yeah, I did it on the live video for Loan. Yeah, I think I might as well just do it. You know, it shows diversity, I guess. So I do enjoy playing piano live. You can't beat playing a guitar, though.
How do you work the getting the band together in you know, to you making your sound? Obviously, not being in a band myself, so I wouldn't know where to start. But if you're going, right, we need keyboards, we need, you know, sax or whatever it is, does that come into the sound you make, or does it not matter when you're making that type of music?
I guess so. It does. You try and add different... Yeah, things, don't you, to try and make it different. But really, we are trying to make our sound at the end of the day, you know, trying to make it different to what's been done before, you know. But yeah, we literally just go to the rehearsal room hours,
playing out ideas,
yeah.
And recently, with the new stuff we've been working on, we've been trying to build it up from the bottom, literally just have the bare minimum, like, of literally what we will have live, like individually, like two guitars, one bass, drums. And we've been working on that live, building it up, and then thinking, what else will work, what else will make it better, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Do you want to do another track?
Nah.
Is that on the spot?
Nah. We could do... should we do it? Do you know Oblique?
On the bass, I do.
Only on the bass. He's normally plays bass.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What else do you know? Oh, man.
It's hard, isn't it, when you get put on the spot?
Put on the spot now.
You don't have to.
I don't think we can, to be honest.
No?
I would absolutely love to, but I don't think we can. We are so good at what we do, honestly.
I love doing that to my guests. Oh, no. I've always been watching Big Brother at the moment. I don't know, did you ever watch Big Brother?
No, don't.
It's pretty harsh at the moment, I must say. Oh. But if you was, would you? I don't know if you would go on it. But if you was to go on it, if a band went on it, how would you find that? Would you all start getting on each other's
nerves?
If we all
went on Big Brother,
who's got the bad habits? You think, oh no, Tom's playing his bloody keyboards again. Late at night, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
I think we'd be all right. He'd be preoccupied, I don't know, with a mirror or something like that. Harry'd be in his room
with the girls.
Ryan
or doing his hair.
Yeah, doing my hair. That's it. Yeah. This thing takes hours. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I have that. Only on the sides, though. You just do the middle. I have to worry about the sides. You know, it's more like something out of Prodigy, isn't it?
I think it'd be alright. I mean, I lived with Tom for a year already.
Yeah,
he's not too bad. We have FIFA, fun. Just chill out for a bit.
It's FIFA. Fun. I think that's what we don't really play. We just play FIFA all the time.
Yeah. Oh,
it's not literally always strictly professional. We do joke about. We do chill around, how to play FIFA, just mess about. We are still young. After
yeah,
all.
Exactly. Still 19. Really. Yeah. So
on the Xbox.
Yeah, just playing FIFA.
I also like that. I haven't had time to do it for ages, but the Guitar Hero when it came out. Do you remember that?
Yeah, Guitar Hero. Yeah, I never really.
The original one.
Like years, not
years. No, I haven't either. To be fair,
it was quite hard. I play a little bit of guitar, basic chords on the you know, mainly the first four fret chords. You know, and it's quite hard to play. To keep up with some of the big games, you've got to be pretty nimble on the fingers.
Good, you've got to practice.
I'm waiting to see the first completely electronic band come up where someone plays that and then electric drums. And, you know what I mean? That's going to come someday.
I have an idea. Yeah, exactly.
So, what you got planned for the rest of the day? Was that it for you now?
For the day.
Well, practicing I'm going back, Tuesday. Yeah, we're going back. We've got these reload sessions on Tuesday, so we'll be practicing for that. We'll probably do a bit of work on our stuff later on. Because it's back at Tom's house.
Working on some new stuff. Yeah, that's it. But yeah, we're really looking forward to this thing on Tuesday.
I think I might collapse and just onto bed for a bit.
Hey, I think someone was out drinking on Friday.
Yeah. Still recovering from Friday, never mind.
Yeah, he's still recovering. He's a bit of a lightweight, you see.
Oh, well. You can write some of your best music when you like that.
Yeah, possibly. But yeah, no.
We're up very early this morning as well, so. Give me a break.
Well, listen, it's been a pleasure having you in.
Thank you for having us.
It's going to go back on the website. It'll be up probably tomorrow afternoon. So if you missed any of that or you want to listen again, it's on demand on phoenixfm.com. Look on the Sunday Lunch Show. Sun Arcana, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.